Hi, I'm Lexi Beckwith speaking with Lynn Beckwith on November 25th, 2018 in Jackson, Michigan. When were you in the military?
I was in the military from March 1989 to approximately March of 93.
What branch did you serve in?
I served in the United States Air Force.
What motivated you to join the military?
Oh, gosh. The true motivation at the time was I didn't know what I wanted to do with my life, and I figured it would buy me 4 years to decide what I wanted to do and possibly stay in the military as a career.
Tell me about basic training. Were you prepared for military life? What were you unprepared for?
Oh, gosh. Was I prepared for military life? No, I don't know as anybody can truly be prepared for military life. It's a major shock. You can hear stories about it, but nobody can prepare you for what you're going to experience. More so basic training than the actual Air Force itself. They try to break people down in basic training to make sure that you have what it takes to be in the service.
Describe your daily life while in the service.
Well, it all depends on what you're looking at. If you were talking about basic training, there's your day was pretty much scheduled from sun up to sun down. After basic training, you go into your schooling to learn your MOS or your job, which my particular job at the time, once I got out of my training, was a Morse code interceptor. So my job in Air Force was, like I said, to intercept Morse code, and it was like a 9-to-5 job. You'd get up in the morning, you'd go to work, you'd do your job, which in my case, like I said, was intercepting Morse code. And when you got done with that, you'd get done, and you know, you'd eat dinner and go to the gym and play ball, do whatever needed to be done. That's one thing about the Air Force. You don't play war games like you do in the Army. It's pretty much normal everyday life. Everybody has their own things they need to do.
What is the most difficult part about being in the military?
The most difficult part for me was being away from family. I didn't, when I originally joined, I didn't want to be overseas. I wanted to stay stateside to make it easy to be able to come home, come back, see my mom and dad and my siblings. But because I was severely colorblind, it limited me to what I was able to do in the Air Force. You go through a bunch of tests to see what your capabilities are. Well, because I was so colorblind, I had to do something with my ears. They didn't let me do anything with my eyes. So that's how I got into intercepting Morse code.
What lessons did the service teach you that you'll still carry out?
Basically, to respect your chain of command and to follow your chain of command. And that's, I still stick with that to this day.
Describe your transition from military to civilian life. Was it easy or difficult? Why?
It was fairly easy. I was ready to get out. I was ready to start my life, I guess, even though I still, after 4 years, didn't know what I truly wanted to do. And I think that's a hard thing for everybody to decide what they want to do. But there was no real hard transition. Moved back home and found a job pretty much right away. But I did miss my friends in the military, so I guess that would be the hardest transition is to leave all my close friends behind that I had made through the years.
If given the opportunity, would you serve in the military again? Why?
I would absolutely serve in the military again. I think honestly, I think everybody should serve to realize what it's about to protect and to serve for your country, and people would have more respect for their country, I think. I would do it again. As a matter of fact, knowing what I know now, I would stay in because I thought I wanted to get out at the time, and I realize now it probably would have been a wise decision to stay in. And after 20 years, I could have retired and been done and actually found a job after that if I wanted.
Tell me a story about your best memory.
Oh, goodness. Best memory in the military was non-military related as far as work. My best story would have to be making good friends and taking lots of trips because we went overseas because that's the only place you could go. We went to Greece, We went to Ireland, Wales, just lots of trips with my buddies, and had lots of good times. Too many good times to list, honestly.
What is your worst memory?
My worst memory is occasionally we did play war games, and we'd have to get dressed up in our chem warfare suit, and you'd be in this really, really hot suit and mask, simulating chemical warfare, and it would be extremely, extremely hot and sweaty. You'd be in there for hours, if not days. You never knew how long a training would last, and you basically lived in this suit, just sweating profusely, and it was not a fun thing to experience. So that would be my worst experience.
Did the military make you a better person?
I believe so. I think it makes everybody a good person or a better person. Like I said, it helps you to respect your country. And I truly think it's good for everyone.
Did you want to join when you were a child?
Not necessarily as a child. My older brother joined, and that kind of put it into my head, and I thought, you know, why not? He seemed to have a good experience, and that's kind of what led me to the Air Force.
Did any of your family serve in the military?
Just my brother, to my knowledge.
Did you join the military with anyone?
Nope. Went in all by myself, and it was quite a shock going in. You're young and scared and nervous, and you get over that real quick, though. You get acclimated to military life very quickly.
Are you happy that you chose that branch?
Yes, very happy. For me, it's as close to civilian life as you can get, and I didn't want to join to play military, to play war games and go out in the field and live outdoors sort of thing. And we had our own dorm rooms, and it, like I said, it's as close to civilian life as you could get.
Was there any moments that were traumatizing?
I would probably say the most traumatizing moment was I served during Desert Storm, the first Gulf War, and I remember seeing on TV all the bombs flying in, the Scud missiles and all of that, and not knowing, being stationed in England at the time, not knowing, you know, what we were going to experience. In the end, we didn't. I was able to do my job from RAF Chicksands in England, so I didn't really have to worry about it. But I didn't know. You know, we didn't know if we were going to get bombed or anything. But that was probably about the most traumatizing thing, is seeing it on TV and not knowing what it meant for me where I was located.
And coming out of it, did you meet any good friends, or are you still good friends with any people coming out of the military?
Oh yes, I was good friends with a number of people, and quite honestly, the Facebook has brought me back together with a lot of my friends that I had lost touch with, and I went from not knowing where anybody was at to reconnecting with probably a good 15-20 people. So social media is good in that aspect.
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks for the interview. That it?